Dan Kurtney, the chair. We're ready to go. I'll call the meeting to order. It's at 3:05. The anchor location is there at 76 North Main. Are you up in the conference room, in the attorney's conference room?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for those who are new to joining the committee. Maybe we can go. Is there anybody from the public that has any comment they would like to make? Or anybody in general, I guess, if you have anything before we get to our agenda items. I don't hear anything. So we'll go into a regular session. I just realized, and I guess I'll take the blame. I don't see like a approval of last quarter's meeting minutes on here. So maybe we just need to make sure we get those posted as a draft last time and this time.
We didn't get them till like a little.
Okay.
It was already published, so I'll make sure those are on the next one.
Yeah, and I think technically we have 30 days to post the draft, so if you post them both as drafts.
Okay.
And then at our next meeting, we can approve both of them. Thank you. How about we go around and introduce, since there are some new members. I'm Commissioner Patty Cubea. I'm currently the chair of the King County CJCC. And Candy, I'll let you kind of run it since I can't see everybody that's on.
Okay. Anyway. I'm Candy. I'm from the attorney's office and drug court, and I just kind of help out with agenda items and notes and that kind of stuff. We'll just go this way. And so
my name's Matt. I'm with Access Foundation. I'm the operations manager for Iron and Washington counties.
I'm Jeff Stott. I'm the King County attorney.
Mike Keenan with Access Foundation.
Lacey Gampler with Southwest Behavior Health.
I'm Tom Cram, the Kanab Police Chief.
All right. Sheriff Glover.
Yeah, Sheriff Glover, Kane County Sheriff.
Kent.
Kent Burgraff, Kanab City Attorney.
Devin. We can go on to Ann.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Devin Shakespeare, Kane County Victim Advocate.
And then we got Andy.
Yep, Andy Faulkner, UAC.
Right, and that's all.
Okay. And I think that's the form. I don't have my list in front of me, but I do. Candy doesn't give herself credit. She keeps the board moving forward and make sure that we're in line. So we do appreciate her and the attorney's office for being willing to help us on this endeavor, which when I became a commissioner, it was new. So not just as a commissioner, but new to the county as well. We only have a couple items on our agenda, but I'd like to also, we can open it up to further discussion on, you know, things we can do to better communicate and function, I think, as the state intended with these CJCCs. But the first was to change our county bylaws to include the city attorney as an actual, the city, Kanab City Attorney as an actual voting member. Is there any discussion or any concern with this? If you have a chance to look at the bylaws, those are the two. One was to change it to add the Kanab City Attorney, and the other was to make it clear. There was a change in legislation the second year that this program was in place that it doesn't have to be the county commissioner to be the chair. It just has to be an elected official. Sheriff Glover has quite a bit on his plate as well as the attorney. So for now, I am acting as a chair, but it does not have to be the county commissioner. Any discussion, questions, comments on either of those things we need to vote on?
No.
Not here.
Not from here.
I'm happy to make a motion, Chair, if you're ready.
Yes, Chair.
I would move that we amend the bylaws to reflect what you just stated, that the city attorney would be a voting member and that changes made accordingly.
That second is my.
Okay, and also the commissioner doesn't have to be the chair, right? Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly how that was worded, but yes, those two items.
Okay, great. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I think the voting is an affirmative. So those are the only regular agenda items, but I don't know if Jeff wants to give us any guidance as the new county attorney, or if there's anything anybody wants to bring up, how things are going. I know we were, in the last meeting we talked about, seems like it was with adult parole, the communication going on between that and also, I guess, law enforcement. Is there anything we need to discuss? Anything you want to add, Jeff?
Yes, before I do that, maybe Candy can talk about what's happening tonight.
That'd be great.
So tonight's our recovery night at the Reservoir. This is like the fourth year that we've done it, and it's because September is National Recovery Month. And so we just hold this event to let everyone get together and celebrate. And we have a lot of people coming out of St. George to have booths, as well as some local booths. We're having hot dogs and just kind of hanging out, music and stuff, just to celebrate recovery and everyone in recovery in our community. So,
are you guys going to be there?
I'm on my way to Salt Lake after this.
Yeah,
okay. Great.
So if you need any help or whatever, we can help.
I won't be there, but they'll need your help.
Wow.
I have to go get some.
I'll be a little late. I'll be coming back from St. George, but okay. Be there as soon as I can.
Thank you.
Trying to think. Last time I felt like we talked about an issue that the sheriff was going to look into. Was that the last time?
Yeah, I know we had talked about how San Pete County just like arrests or is able to just arrest people somehow or something.
Pre-trial services.
Yeah, Brooke was working on that. I know that the guy in charge of it actually passed away. And so now she was trying to figure out who was in charge now. And so that kind of hindered that a little bit. But
okay.
I know she hasn't forgot about it. We've touched base a few times, so.
Okay. And then remind me, is the new Justice Court judge aware of this?
Yes, I sent him an invitation, and I had talked to him previously, okay, so cool. I don't know, maybe something came up or something.
I can't think of anything else to bring up from on my end.
Yeah.
Do we have reports?
I wonder.
Do in
ahead.
November, like in previous years? Do you know anything about that?
Oh,
yet?
Maybe Andy does. Andy, are you aware of any report due to the state with our strategic plan? And it might only be if we have an update, I'm not sure. Might need to look
yes.
into that.
So the statute says that before November 30th, you guys will need to submit to me the either just resubmit your strategic plan if there are no changes, or if you want to make changes. It's supposed to be a living document, so it is supposed to change and grow as you guys as a county change and grow. Other years or other counties previously have submitted just a like one page letter summarizing what you did in the last year, how many times you met, any things you might have done that were listed on your strategic plan, any kind of criminal justice things that are an update. Whichever is your preference, they don't really so far have a preference of their own, CCJJ. So if you want to do the one-page letter or if you want to just submit your whole strategic plan again, either is fine.
So what I hear you saying, Andy, is we don't necessarily have to vote on it as a board again. Like we voted the one that if there's no changes or significant changes, we don't have to vote before we do the report.
I'm not sure what your bylaws say, if it touches on that at all, but I mean, CCJJ isn't going to see if you voted on it or not. They're just going to be happy that you guys submitted it, and they're going to read through your update.
Okay.
So if you want to just resubmit if there are no changes and you don't have to vote on it, that'll work.
Any input from the board? I'm okay with I probably need to look and remind myself what the, go through the strategic plan to see if there's any changes we want to make. And then maybe if there are, we could call a meeting in November to review it and approve it. But I have a feeling there aren't significant changes. So maybe we'll just do the one page report I'll get with Candy. And
I agree. I think
if everybody's okay with me doing that on behalf of the board.
I agree. I think that if Candy could send that out to each member to review, and then if anybody would like a formal vote on any changes, then we should call another meeting. If there are not any changes, or if we just want to wait till next year at our next meeting, next summer or whatever that is, then we can more formally go through that more closely. But since we're coming up on just a month and a half, unless there's a real need for changes, then I think we should look at it, and we only call the meeting if someone wants to change it.
That sounds great to me. And maybe if Candy does send that out, if you have something as a board member that you want her to put in the report that maybe we don't realize that you are doing or you have information about, that would be great. Then we can add that to our report.
Okay. I'll get it.
And I do appreciate Candy updating. She did update the roster, added a judge. Owens, and I don't know if there are any other changes. Does anybody have any input? Okay, if anybody has changes to the roster since July, I think was when she sent it out, or beginning of August, please get with Candy so we can keep that updated.
Anybody else have anything they want to bring up or anything?
Where are you putting drug court people that get kicked out of the bunkhouse? Do we have housing for them?
Figuring it out as it happens.
As it happens. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, if you weren't already aware, they did get approved. The bunkhouse owner, they did get that property approved for a rezone to multifamily. To be compliant with long-term housing, which is what they're planning to do. They're not going to do short-term housing anymore. They have to do some things to meet building code. So they're working on that, but this is a positive step for that property owner because they weren't really compliant with local law, but they're moving in the direction. So, but their plan is to do just long-term housing, not short-term housing.
That's great.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Ken, is long-term 30 days?
30 days minimum. More. Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else any board member wants to bring up or staff?
Nothing here in person.
Well, thank you everybody for your time. And usually I like to reschedule our next meeting just so we have a date on the calendar. A lot of times we work around Judge Larson's schedule. I don't know if we want to pick a day before we close out, adjourn.
Do we want to try to just go into next spring unless needed?
Yeah, I would say early spring, maybe.
Maybe March.
When have we been meeting? Like, we've been meeting four times a year or just three?
Last year we only met once. We've met twice so far this year. Oh. So, I know. Should we shoot for March?
Maybe March, April. March, April would be good, I think.
Okay.
I was wondering if maybe I know that Judge Owens comes down on Tuesday, or is it every other Tuesday or every Tuesday? I wonder if a Tuesday might be better for him.
Tuesday.
Or he can always call in. Maybe he's not aware if he could call in. I'm not sure if he was aware of that.
I can check with him if you want to see what would work best for his schedule.
What if you do a Tuesday in April and check with Judge Larson?
Okay. Should we go for...
Well, I mean...
just check.
Once you get that,
just kind of check.
Tuesday,
okay.
Maybe
all
check
right.
with Commissioner Cabeja.
Okay.
And then the rest will...
Yeah. Our commission meetings are in the morning, so
that's
an afternoon meeting on a Tuesday works.
Okay. I will throw out some dates and I'll send it out. Okay.
That'll be great. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that.
Or I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Yeah.
All right.
Aye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight. Hope to see you. Bye-bye.